There are currently 20 areas in the state designated as critical wildlife areas, or CWAs. Some protect bats and gopher tortoises, but most manage different bird species. Kip Froelich is the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Deputy Director of Habitat and Species Conservation. He says having these areas is very important to protect against human disturbances.
If you get too close to these islands and you disturb the birds, particularly at the most critical times, they can fly off the nest, they can dislodge eggs and break them, they can stay off the nest, therefore the temperature affects them. So you really want, during the critical times, to minimize the disturbance.
In the past, disturbances have included nature photographers getting too close to a nest or unleashed dogs frightening the birds during critical periods of breeding, feeding, and migration. FWC commissioners are expected to have a more in-depth discussion about new CWA locations during their June meeting. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.